This is a Discovery Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoverychannelradio.com.
Today, major port cities like Boston have major rat colonies. You won't see them in daylight. Rats prefer invisible places like tunnels and sewers below city streets. If rats have nightmares, their worst could be John Meany, Boston's chief of the rodent control unit.
This is public enemy number one, Rattus norwegianus, the Norway rat. They have anywhere from 3 to 7 litters a year. They can jump 4 feet from a standstill. They can climb almost a vertical wall. Their teeth grow 4 or 5 inches a year. If they don't constantly gnaw, their teeth will grow and they'll be bigger than their face and they won't be able to survive.
These days, the city has 3 booming populations: residents, tourists, and where there's food, rats.
They're about that big. I've never seen one smaller than that.
A dirty, ugly, slimy, icky, horrible rodent.
They look at you and they give you that look like, you know, real evil and everything.
Today, the Black Death or plague sounds like ancient history, but people around the world report plague all the time. 2,000 cases a year worldwide, most from flea-infected animals like rats.
The main concerns that we have in the public health industry is from the urine and droppings. They're known to carry salmonella, leptospirosis, and then again is a psychological factor. People can be traumatized by the sight of a rodent.
From his command center, Meany runs rodent control operations like good generals run wars.
This is one of the main tools we use when we're strategizing in this battle against rodents. The red indicates Boston Edison. Those are our electrical lines, all underground.
Electrical lines, telephone lines, water and sewer lines. They snake under the city in conduits and tunnels that double as freeways for rats.
What we do is we identify their main streets, their main colonizing areas, and that's where we drop our bombs.
Rats prefer sewer lines because human waste is a favorite meal. That's unless John Meany's in the neighborhood.
This is a contract super block. It's one of our many weapons of war. I'll be suspending this down into the sewer. If a rat comes by, he'll nibble on it, then a couple days he'll die.
Boston had one of the country's first subway systems, and deserted tunnels like a 60-year-old cavern are great places for big rat burrows.
You have to know the beast, you have to know the characteristics, and you have to know the terrain, and think like a rat, and move like a rat. Rats like to stay near walls and edges because rats are blind, not good seers, and use their whiskers to feel the edges. Okay, Gino,
yep.
Let's see what we got. I don't see any tail marks or new tracks, but why don't we set a trap on top of the runway, throw a few pieces of chicken out to entice the rodents. If there are any in the vicinity, we want to get them to come in, have a couple of free meals, and then zap them. This hole here looks suspicious to me.
In the tunnels, Meany's team uses special equipment to beat rats at their own quivering game.
This is a boroscope. It allows us to put this through a small opening, and we can see in between walls, under sidewalks, in streets. So we can sometimes go where the rodents don't think we can even go. Usually they'll scatter when they hear the boroscope come in. Another casualty of the battle. Last time we were out here was 3 weeks ago. By the nature of his decomposition, he's dead about 2 weeks. This is good. This is why we're here.
Back on the surface, high-profile open-air markets are among John Meany's toughest battle zones. For rats, this is snack central.
You miss just a claw here you could get up. It's even a piece of food like that. May not look like much to you, but for a rodent, that's smorgasbord.
Yeah, okay.
After 5, you'd think the rodent control guys would forget about the office, but Meany sometimes takes his work home with him.
Last night I had some frozen rats in my freezer. I didn't tell my wife. I kind of kept that hush.
Like crawling through sewers, it all just comes with the territory when your job is rat control.
It's only when they start invading our world and they start coming up with us that we deem it a problem. I don't think we'll ever eliminate them, but we're winning the war.